Welcome to Pitch Perfect, a podcast series where we connect with thought leaders in the sales readiness space to discuss cutting-edge strategies and practices of organizations on building a successful sales-ready team. This podcast series is powered by Avarathon, an AI-enabled video roleplay platform. We're really happy to have Mr. Ayan Chatterjee on our podcast today. Ayan is a senior learning and OD professional working as a leader, enabler, and strategist with over two decades of diverse experience in sales-driven roles and subsequently building a niche in learning and development domain. He's currently working as a sales training head at Bajaj Alliance Life. In this episode, Ayan and I are going to discuss on how empathetic communication leads to better sales results. Welcome to the show, Ayan.
Thank you.
So empathy as a sales skill is something that has always been undervalued, but it is gaining a lot of traction in this generation. What exactly does it mean to have empathetic communication in sales?
Well, that's a great question. In fact, empathy means whatever you do in sales, you'll have to keep the customer in center. While as sales guys, we have sales target pressure, incentive in mind, selling the best product, which is the best for me to sell to the customer. It's all about, are you thinking of the customer? Are you thinking what he needs? And pitching your product only basis his needs. So I would like to add that if a customer doesn't need a product, do you have the guts to go back and say, okay, sir, you don't need this product at all? That is all about empathetic communication in sales.
I think that's a great answer. I think you perfectly summarized what it means to have empathetic communication. So my next question to you is, so nowadays, customers are very wary of pushy salespeople. Salespeople must be genuine and sincere while pitching to customers, and therefore, empathy has become the most valuable skills for sales reps in 2022. How can we train sales reps to sell with empathy?
So I would just like to add that, adults learn only when they want to learn. Whatever you train, they will have to believe that this is something they want to learn. And adults, as sales guys, we need to feel that it's a customer who needs to benefit and not me. So while we train a sales guys on empathy, it's very important that we make experiential learning as the center of the learning experience so that people actually gain through role plays and all as to how to pitch your product, keeping customer in mind. And conversation, when a sales guy goes on field, when you start doing empathetic conversation and start seeing result, he will automatically start learning. And I'm sure successful sales guys would like to bring it in mind of other sales guys that they have practiced empathetic conversation and they have gained results. That's where the learning will get completed in a loop.
I think that's a great answer again. So my third question to you is, can you tell me some good examples of how sales reps can use empathy in conversations with customers?
I'll take example from my own industry. I belong to a banking and financial service industry where we sell promises. We don't have a product to sell. And that's where it becomes very important to bring in empathy. I still remember one of my sales reps who had gone and met a customer who wanted to buy a term life insurance policy. A term life insurance policy is a pure protection policy. And premium changes. If you're a smoker, you'll have to pay higher premiums. I still remember that guy. When that guy understood that the customer is a smoker, he went back and told the customer, sir, if you buy the policy from one of my competition, you will get a much cheaper premium. He was sacrificing his own self because he was thinking only the customer first in mind. We hardly get such sales representatives, but they really create an example of empathetic conversation around sales.
Right. That's a great answer, actually. I completely agree with you on that. So that's a great segment, Ayan. So coming to our next segment, we have something called what if. So it's like a hypothetical situation-based question. My question to you is, what if sales reps find it difficult to relate to the pain points of customers? What do you do in that situation?
Empathy is all about, landing in somebody else's shoes and understanding what he's going through. We were talking to our sales representatives around mis-selling, and I was giving them an example of hospitals or medical bills which they have faced. We all feel that most of the medical bills are inflated because they try to take advantage of Mediclaim. We can feel the pinch when we have gone through such experiences. So I generally try tell the sales representatives that just think that you are around the table as a customer. And if somebody would have missold you like this, how would you have felt? Empathy is all about feeling yourself. And if you can bring the feeling within you, then you will always be able to do that empathetic conversation.
Right. That's a perfect answer. I agree with you on that. So for my last question, I want you to agree or disagree with this statement. Do you think empathy is the most important skill for the current generation of sales reps?
Well, I will say that I agree and disagree both. I agree that empathy is the most important skill for the current generation. However, I disagree for sales reps, because I believe in this generation, empathy is the most important skill for everybody, whether it's in your personal life, professional life, whenever you're interacting with anybody. Try to understand that person's feeling and try to behave accordingly.
Perfect. I think I agree with you. I think everybody needs to lead with empathy, and also sales reps need to really relate to the pain points and feel like the customer in order to drive them to purchase. So again, thank you again for being the guest speaker. I had a great time interviewing you.
Thanks for me also, because I believe you asked some great questions and only then I was able to give great answers. So thanks to you.
Great. Thank you, Ayan.
Thank you.
So that was Mr. Ayan Chatterjee. Thank you for tuning into Pitch Perfect. We hope you liked this episode. Don't forget to subscribe and follow us. We'll come back with another episode every 3 weeks. This is your host, Vishala, signing off.